Thank you for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford with The Truth Ministries. Listen every Sunday morning for his weekly message and follow him on the web at www.thetruthministries.us.
Good morning out there in Radio Land. Glad to be again here with you this morning. Hope everyone's doing well and got God on their mind this morning. I want to go to the Lord in prayer for reading my scripture. I'd appreciate for all those that tune in every week, and especially those men in blue and all that listen, even afar off, that listen over the internet and family up in Alabama and around in Florida and all. I really appreciate all those that tune in. But let's go to the Lord in prayer. God, I just thank you this morning for this breath and life. And God, that all that you do for us, Lord, each and every day, the things that we don't even know, God, that you do and you help us. God, I just pray that you would just have your way this morning. Anoint the ears, Lord, and the hearts of those that are tuned in and listening, God, that they won't just be forgetful hearers, but God, they'll be doers of your word, God. I thank you for, Lord, and for all that you do, Lord, how you've done this week, God, and how you've blessed us and answered prayer, God. And Lord, I know that you're going to even do the more, Lord, as we have faith and believe, God. And Lord, that you said you'd never leave us nor forsake us, but be with us even unto the ends of the world. God, I pray that you help the churches, Lord, the evangelists, the missionaries, and Lord, those sheep of other folds that we know not, that's all over the world, God, preaching your word, doing your will, God. I pray, Lord, that you send us more laborers in the harvest. Lord, I pray that you add to the church such as should be saved. Lord, help and encourage somebody this morning with this word, God, and I give you the praise, honor, and the glory in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, I want to start this morning with reading in Luke, the 21st chapter, which is probably ought to be a familiar chapter to anybody that reads the Bible. Amen. It says, we'll start here in the first verse. And he looked up and saw a rich man casting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow casting thither two mites. And he said, "Oh, of a truth." Now, this is the words in red. This is Jesus. "Oh, of a truth, I say unto you that the poor widow have cast in more than they all. For all these have of their abundance cast in unto the offering of God. But she of her have cast in all that her living that she had." And he said, "And as some spake of the temple, how it was adorned with godly stones and gifts, and he said, as for these things which ye behold, the days will come in which there shall not be left one stone upon another, and that shall not be thrown down. And they asked him, saying, Master, but when shall all these things be? And what is the sign will be when these things shall come to pass? And he said, take heed that ye be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near. And go ye not therefore after them. But when ye shall hear of wars and commotions, and be not terrified, of these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. Then said he unto them, A nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilence and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. But there all but before all these there shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, deliver you up to the synagogue, into prison, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what you shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And it shall be, you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But these shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your soul. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with arms, then know that desolation thereof is nigh. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of the of it depart out, and let not them that are in the country enter therein into, for these be the days of vengeance, and all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land, and a wrath upon his people, this people, and they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress and of nations with perplexity, and the sea and the waves roaring, men's heart failing them from fear and for looking after the things which are coming upon the earth. For the power of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see that the Son of Man cometh in a cloud with power and great glory. And these things began to come to pass, and look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. You know, I wanted to read the whole scripture, but I believe we'll just stop there. Amen. As we see the things that are coming upon the earth. Amen. And there's not much that's not been fulfilled. Amen. We see, you know, arms about Jerusalem. Gentiles have trotted it down, and he said to the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. We'd see perplexities. We'd see, you know, kingdoms against kingdoms and wars and nations and all these things that would come to pass, amen, and that we would see signs in the earth and the sea and all these things. And you know, I think and I see how that these things happen, how that they have put people in jail and delivered them before. You know, this is something that we ain't got to look forward to. It's something that's already taking place. And my question you or my comment to you this morning would be, what manner of man are you? And are you ready? Are you really ready for this time? I know that this is not a popular message today. Amen. And they'd say, oh, well, here's one of them doomsday preachers. No, I just want to tell you about what's coming upon the earth. Amen. And how close that we are. People's looking for different signs and all that. And there's signs all around. Just as he talks about the fig tree, we know that these things are coming to pass. You know, the people that don't see it are the ones that are blind. Amen. We shouldn't be seeking out after a sign. We got a sign already. He said the sign of the Son of Man being in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights, and Jonah being in the whale's belly 3 days and three nights. That's the only sign that the world's going to get. Amen. But I can see, amen, look at what's happening in our earth today. I mean, you can see it in the seas, and, you know, they talk about the tsunamis and all this kind of stuff, and shifts, plate shifting in the ocean, and it's called and this and that and the other. But I can tell you, I know the one who shifted the plates. Amen. If there are some plates shifted, I know the one who shifted the plates. And where they wouldn't even let them hold Christian meetings in those places and all that. But when it happened, you know, it was funny how that all this happened, and how I seen a picture of what it looked like before and what it looked like after and what God did there. They can call it whatever they want to call it. Al Gore can call it global warming or whatever he wants to. But I can tell you that it's God. Amen. That he is saying and he is doing what he said he was going to do. Amen. There's earthquakes. I mean, they've been all over. Amen. It wasn't but too many years ago that they even had an earthquake that affected Tennessee. Tennessee right here in the United States. Amen. We ain't got to look for all those things. Amen. Because these things have happened. And we're just until he said the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Look, we've had these things happen. We're at the door, and you need to make sure. He said, men's hearts fell over seeing the things that's coming up on this earth. Amen. There's been things that's happened that nobody's been able to really explain. Amen. We've had pestilence. We've had all these things. Amen. So what more should we be waiting for to turn ourselves over to God and be like the widow that give her all? Amen. You know, people today just want to give up what they want to their part, and they want to put God in their own little box and their own little understanding and all. But I say, search the book, for in it you think that you have eternal life. But these are those that testify of me. Amen. We've got to know him and the power of his resurrection. If we accept, expect to escape this world, amen, because the only thing that's going to be taken is that's not shaking. He said he was going to shake the heavens and the earth once more. Amen. But I can tell you, if you're upon that rock, amen, you won't shake. Jesus is that rock. He said, now there's not one stone, but it's going to be left on another. It's going to be torn down. In another scripture, he talks about the abomination of desolation sitting in the holy place. Amen. And I can tell you that we have, you know, over there, even in Jerusalem and all that, where they've got mosques sitting and all these things, it's coming down to it. I don't think it's a long ways off. Amen. And you say, well, I've heard this all my life. Well, I can tell you it's closer now than it's ever been. Amen. And we see how that people as, you know, God turned to the Gentiles to provoke his own people to jealousy. Amen. But what do they got to be jealous over today? Look where we was all free, you know, in the United States. Amen. Where they was broke off and started America, you know, and how our forefathers had founded it. And you could find anything in Washington, D.C. It had God on it everywhere. And now they're trying to take God out of everything. Amen. What's happened now? They have elected people and judges and all that to do the ungodly thing today. God's not popular no more. Oh, no, we can't mention it there. Let's take it out of the courthouse. Let's take prayer out of schools. Amen. Let's listen to a small majority of people because of offender rights. Oh, let me tell you something. If God's word offends you, you need to be offended. Amen. You need to get to the place you not be offended by God's word. It's a life. Amen. It's a way to heaven. It's a way to a better life. Amen. That he wants us to have. Look, it was by when Adam was here in the garden, how God had made him and created him and gave him a woman. Amen. And then, of course, you know that they was told that they could have anything in the garden except one thing. They only had one commandment. It was not to touch of that tree. It's in the midst of the garden of knowledge of good and evil. And he said, don't do it. In the day that you do it, you shall surely die. And then we know that the devil got in there and started beguiling Eve. But Adam hearkened unto his wife, and he took of that fruit. And once he took of it, amen, their eyes were open. They seen that they was naked. God run them out of the garden because they had broke his commandment. Amen. And I can tell you, people is doing a lot worse than that today. Amen. And they're flaunting it out in the street. Amen. And they've made laws to protect. Amen. The ungodliness that's going on in the abominations. Amen. Amen. That's going on in this world today. But God's getting a belly full. I believe it. Amen. Because he said his word when he is going to come back. He said when they have all these wars and all that. That's not yet. But when you see all these other things. Amen. It draw nigh. We need to get the book out. Amen. We need to read it for ourselves. All these fine big name preachers and all that everybody listen to, I believe they're going to meet their congregation in hell. Why? Because they wouldn't open up the book and read for themselves and find out, you know what, you're going to have to work it out for you. As he said, that even their parents, amen, would turn against your brethren, your kinsfolks, your friends.
You got to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Amen. Because you can't let nobody else work it out for you. You be delivered up. Look, we live in a world today that moms and parents and all that are killing their own children. Why? Because of drugs and everything else. Don't you know that that's demonic and of the Satan? Amen. Look, it wasn't that too terribly long ago that twin brothers having everything in the world, rich, but the money, it went to their head. How did they stood before their mothers and daddy's footboard and took shotguns and blowed their mom and daddy's head off? How much more of a sign of a time do you need? Amen. Sign out. We ain't got to go to any other state. Amen. We ain't got to go to any other county. Amen. To find out what's going on and how Satan has got this thing and how he's controlling people. Amen. We need to wake up. Amen. Because our redemption draweth nigh. Amen. We need to realize we need to be on the right side. Amen. Because these things are coming and he's going to send these things. Amen. And they're going to be on the disobedient. And we better be ready for the day and hour of the Son of Man coming. Now you can read on some more and you can find out. You know, you got these people that thinks everything's going to be groovy. Everything's going to be fine. And the Lord's going to rapture them out. Amen. Before any of these tribulations. We'll read the book. Amen. He said all these things were going to be. Amen. And after the great tribulation, then will you see the Son of Man coming in great clouds and glory. Amen. I just read it this morning. Amen. It's in the same scripture. So you better be prepared. You better be ready for the things that's coming upon this earth. Amen. You know, I tell you, there was a Joshua over there. Other people said, oh, we can serve God, and they had done turn their back on God. Did you know that sin will separate you from God? Sin is a separation from you and God. Amen. People today want to justify sin. I tell you, there's no justification in sin. Amen. Because Jesus died for you and I. Amen. That we didn't weren't going to be justified in sin, but we could be justified from sin. Amen. That we could turn unto a living God and have communication with him, that we could, that gap could be bridged through Jesus Christ. Amen. We don't have any excuse today. Amen. Some people have this excuse. You ain't got no, you're inexcusable, old man. You know, people, they go through troubles and stuff and everything. And you know what? We're in this life. It's life and we're going to have troubles and all that. But it's the way that you take care of those troubles. Amen. People has turned to, amen, doctors and lawyers and different things, amen. And now we have got people that's drugged up, amen, in this world today, amen, in the church are part of that, amen. And they get all drugged up because they can't handle life. Well, you know what? Praise God, you ought to turn unto Jesus, amen. And we wouldn't have other things that we have going on today. They said, well, my nerves just can't stand it. I know that we can do all things through Christ Jesus. Amen. If we turn unto these holy scriptures, they give us the answer to everything in life. Amen. No matter what troubles. Amen. I don't see. Amen. Where Paul and Peter, when they was going through the things that they had to go through and the sufferings and the torments and all that, that one said to the other, pass the Prozac. You won't find it. Amen. But he's still the same God today, yesterday, and forever. And he changeth not. But he's a soon coming back king. Amen. These things, all these are going to come upon the earth. Amen. And they're already, but yet people still got their head buried in the sand. They're high on the things of life. Amen. He tells us to be sober minded, but they're high on the things of life and what they're doing, and people's in prosperity. Amen. And they cry in peace, or they're crying safety. And when the Bible says that they cry peace and safety, then sudden destruction coming upon them. He said it was going to be like the days of Noah. Boy, they was giving in marriage. They was doing all these things. Amen. And they went on. They didn't listen to Noah. Amen. About like a lot of folks don't listen to me. I just think I'm just a crazy old country boy. But that's all right. Amen. But he preached unto them. And he preached unto them righteousness. And told them about a flood that was going to come. And they didn't believe him. But when the rain started coming down. And it covered the whole earth. Amen. I imagine there was claws. Marks on the side of that ark. Amen. God done closed the door. They was beating on it. And begging. And praying. Amen. That they could be delivered from that. But that's why Noah. Why the Lord told Noah to pitch it within. And without. Amen. It didn't have no decks and all that on there like the world thinks. Amen. It was pitched where people couldn't hang on to it. Amen. You got to get in this thing. And you better get in it today. Amen. Today's the day of salvation. Harden not your heart like the children did in the days of provocation. Amen. When they provoke God in the wilderness. Amen. We need to get down on our knees. Pray and see God. There are a lot of folks in church, but they ain't saved. They don't even know the real will of God because they've sat there under, amen, a wolf in sheep's clothing with smooth words telling them and beguiling them while they open up their pocketbooks, amen, and give unto them. You better wake up, America. Amen. Wake up, amen, because the devil's going to and fro seeking who he may devour. Amen. He's going up and down. He don't care how he gets you. He just wants you. Amen. But I tell you, Jesus came that you could have life and that you could have it more abundantly. And I thank God for that. Amen. I can live and I can live in a heavenly place here. Amen. I can have a peace that passes all understanding of man. Amen. I can lay down at night and know I've wronged nobody. And I know, amen, a God that'll show up on the scene when you call. Amen. I know a God that's able to deliver from drugs and fornication. Amen. And porno and everything else that they have in the world, drugs and alcohol. Amen. He's able to deliver even from your own pride. Amen. He's able to deliver if you'll just humble yourself before him. Amen. Almighty God that loves you and gave himself for you. Wake up and see that there's signs is fulfilling. Amen. And that I tell you, I don't believe it's long before the trump of God is going to sound. Amen. It's going to raise the dead. Amen. To Gabriel, I believe he ain't long to have him fixed for his lips. Amen. For those horses and their riders to be sent. Amen. You better be aware. You better be ready. And don't you let let yourself be deceived. Read the book. Amen. Don't go hunt all these other books that they're writing and doing. Get on down to business with God. Amen. Get the King James Version. Read what God says. Pray that God will give you the understanding. Amen. That you be not deceived. Amen. Because he said that even parents, our children, our kin folks, our friends would deliver you up. You know what? Praise God. If I'm delivered up for the kingdom of God, praise God. But I tell you, he was going to try to save their life and they're going to lose it. Amen. But he said those that lose their life for his name's sake, the shame shall find it. Amen. I tell you, it's just like all these tough guys you see and everything, and they act all tough and all, but when they get caught, I tell you what, they squeal like goats. Amen. They'll squeal because they don't want to be caught up in all that. Amen. They're all tough and this and that and the other until they get caught. Let me tell you something. You don't want to be in judgment and you caught in wrong. Amen. You know, as a tree falls, there shall it lie and there will it be. You don't want, amen, to be on the wrong side of God because there's not going to get another chance. I don't care what people say about reincarnation and all that kind of stuff. I'm telling you, your chance is here. Your chance is now. Amen. And, you know, this is our dressing room for the next world. I don't care what they say about they have some other purgatory and all that. Word of God will not back it up. Amen. I can tell you, when you leave here, I'm sure glad I ain't going to depend on people to pray for me after I'm dead. Amen. But it ain't no use. because if you ain't, if you left here in a wicked state, that's the way you'll be raised in judgment. Amen. I don't see where they got the rich man pray down. Amen. He was in torment and he couldn't come out. He couldn't do anything. Amen. I can tell you, you might not want to have prayer meeting now, but there's one going on in heaven. Amen. I mean, one going on in hell. Amen. Because they wanting to get out. Amen. They're in a torment and they want out of that place. Don't wait too late and say, I wish I would. I'd have got things right. People need to get things right now. Jesus is on the way. You need to get your house in order and prepared. I went to people's house and they said, oh, if we knew you would have come and we'd have done this or that. I'm telling you, better get your house clean and in order. I'm talking about your temple, your body, your life and your spirit. Amen. You better get it ready because there's one that's coming. Amen. We better have the victory to overcome the things that's coming up on this earth. Amen. We better be in touch. Amen. With a counselor and captain and the king. Amen. We better be in contact with him that we're able to overcome these things. He said, to give them that give suck in those days and a path blessed those that don't bear. Amen. Don't you realize that we shouldn't just be going on about the way things are just any old way? Amen. Because he's coming. Amen. And these things is coming up on the earth and they're coming up on there swiftly. Amen. We need to be prepared and ready for such a day. Amen. That these things come. People out there, I can tell you, I love you. I love you even if I don't know you. I love you. And I want you to be saved. And I see people just going around in a dog-eat-dog world kind of way. And just the love of God has waxed so cold. And you know, it's a thing that people has used the word Christianity just so loosely, amen. But they don't even really know what a Christian truly is. A Christian is a Christ-like person, amen. And a Christian is not one that sins and does all the ugly things of the world. Amen. I see people that call themselves Christians and they do just what I would say the ABCs of the Bible, something that anybody should know, that they doing crossing, calling people fools and taking just nasty language and just all kind of things that this just seems to be so simple and things that he tells us to keep from. And you know, people that go on in fleshly things, amen, and they'll say, oh, well, the Bible really don't say it. It's kind of like my wife said, you know, I believe I heard her say it last night. Well, you know what? The Bible don't say that you shouldn't smoke crack cocaine, but I can tell you that God don't want you to smoke crack cocaine. Amen. I can tell you that he don't want you to abide in death and to follow after all the things of the flesh. He wants you to have a relationship with him. Amen. He wants you to get down to business with him, that you can talk to him, and he'll talk back to you. Amen. He loves you. He give his life for you. There was no greater love than this. He laid down his life for you. There was no better love story than what he did, how he did, and how he suffered for you and I. Amen. To bring us in to the glory of God, his kingdom, and have his knowledge, and have, amen, to know the power of his resurrection. I reckon I've run over my time today, but I just love you. I want you to be ready. I don't want you to be deceived. I want you to be ready for the Son of Man to come back. You see these things that they're happening. Be prepared. Be ready. Amen. May God bless you.
Thank you again
today
for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford. Please follow on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you can get information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points. Thank you, and God bless you.